So this is weird. It shouldn't be because, you know, here I am. And realistically, it hasn't been that long. It has. It's been a while. Quick, I suppose, Q&A is that nothing dramatic happened. I just stopped recording. But the good news is that if you're only finding the podcast now, you don't really know that. You can jump immediately from the previous episode into this one. So you're kind of ahead of the curve. Speaking of the curve, the coronavirus. Oh, wow. Look, there's really nothing much to say other than, like, what a time to be alive. And I mean that literally, and I mean that figuratively. I mean, like, you know, like, wow, it is definitely a time to say that we are alive, whether that's out of gratitude for that still being the case, whether that is out of, like, devastation for us not being alive at a different time in history, whether it is, like, whatever your fucking reasons, what a time to be alive. But before we get into all of that, good, and no, we are absolutely not going to have an entire coronavirus episode, because first of all, that'll mean that if you're listening to this in like a year, you're going to be like, over it, done. That was so 2020. But also, like, what can you say that hasn't already been said? Like, I don't feel like dipping my toe into a conspiracy theory. I don't feel like, I mean, the only real thing I have to say on the matter is, like, stay the fuck inside for as long as you have to. And then, like, have fun in whatever safe ways you can. Just fucking live your life. I don't know. Like, I'm not, like, CNN. Like, I'm not, like, Philip DeFranco. Like, you'll be fine. You don't need my advice on how to get through a pandemic that you've probably already lived through, because you're probably listening to this in, like, 2 years' time. But before I get into all that, anyway, my name is Jess, and I live in Australia. I'm from New Zealand. Welcome to the 3 a.m. podcast. Glad to have you with us, and by us I mean me, and by me I mean Jess from New Zealand living on the Sunshine Coast. So now that we've cleared that up, it feels very good to be having a bit of a yarn, a bit of a talk, a little bit of a chitty chat. Something really wild has happened while I was not recording podcasts for a while, is that I actually started to get messages from new listeners. So I don't quite know, like, how that happens. But new people were finding the podcast, like, more new people were finding the podcast rather than without me posting, than with me posting. So, you know, maybe that's just a read on myself. Like, maybe I just doxed myself, but just the tea, you know. It is just the tea. Okay, just speaking of the tea, I just, oh, okay, no, that's fine. I must have somehow turned my phone onto silent, and I know that this is really, like, terribly boring content for you, but I didn't get the usual, like, bloop, bloop, and I'm kind of upset by it, if I'm honest. Okay. So, what is this podcast usually about? What is the 3 a.m. podcast about? The 3 a.m. podcast is a podcast where all of the strange and wonderful thoughts that come to my mind, usually similar to those that you'd have, you know, after a house party, or if you've been up studying, or if you're up super, super early or whatever, where you're just kind of, your brain's in, like, X Games mode, you know, where I come and I talk about those things. Just so you know, at the moment, this is very much just like a, hey, we come together, we have a yarn, we part ways. Sometimes there's a theme, sometimes there's not. But if there's a particular topic, or if there's something that you guys are like, hey, whenever you talk about this, it lits my tits, let me know, because, you know, if it's something that I enjoy just going off on rants about, I'll be happy to do it. maybe not to dedicate the whole podcast to it, but like to at least do like an episode or whatever, you know. But yeah, so that's kind of the whole thing with the podcast. It's typically just me talking to myself, which, you know, God knows how long I'm going to be able to do that for. But I've had a couple of guests to varying degrees of success. They've actually, all of the episodes with guests have been really successful in your guys' eyes, but to film some of them, what a nightmare. Not because of the guests, just to clarify, but because, like, I know approximately nothing about how to correctly set up technology. The first one where I had a guest that was, like, recording to the same device as myself, so, like, we had split mics or whatever. I don't even want to tell you how long it took to fucking set that up. And then another podcast, we started off like podcasting and then realized literally almost 4 hours in that we'd just gotten basically completely sidetracked and just ended up having a conversation completely like not next to the microphones. The first part of that is what you heard in the last episode, and I've still got the second half of it, which I can like cut together and like put together as a very that'll be a juicy episode. Like, I'm sure I can still salvage an hour's worth of content out of it, but and then I've done a couple where they've happened over the phone. No, one actually, we were recording, he was speaking into a phone, and I recorded the whole thing from there, and it just sounded like we're both in a wind tunnel. But that one actually, the content of it was lit. Y'all really like that. And then another one is oh, the other ones in general actually have just happened over the phone, and I've just tried to like record as best I can from like speaker and stuff. So, you know, we out here is basically what I'm saying. We are just out here. But how are you, I think, is a very important question to ask. And obviously you can't answer it to me, so I'm just going to ask that you can answer it to yourself. Hey, I've got a fucking tangent. So, what do you know about shadow work? Love it. Okay, love the vibe. Love it. Okay, so shadow work, or at least my understanding of it, and by the way, you're going to hear like little clicky things because I'm just moving my stand around because, you know, we're just out here having a conversation. We're just two friends. I'm that bitch that won't let you talk, so you've just got me on speaker and you're probably making pasta, you're probably washing the windows, you're probably waiting for your Uber Eats delivery to arrive, you're probably breaking up with your significant other because you realized after being stuck in quarantine that actually, like, nah, this just ain't it. So, yeah, don't take anything I'm saying as like I am some kind of sanctioned professional, as though I thought you were going to anyway. This is just my like formal warning to yourself that I have done majority of my research from this from good old Google. You know, obviously I'm not going to websites that look like the jankiest things that I've ever said. What the heck? What is going on? Please explain. That was a plot twist. I think when I said good old Google, the Hello Google thing on my phone popped up and decided to play a video that I was watching before. Excuse my little cheeky cough. By the way, that is not the virus. Not that I even if it were, you couldn't get anything through a podcast, but just stressing that I've literally been in self-isolation, pretty much complete quarantine for the last 5 weeks, and I just get a random cough every time I drink milk. So there's a little insight into my life that you didn't ask for. But shadow work, yeah. So one of the big things that I have noticed over this period of now, like, completely working from home full time, I'm very lucky to be able to do that, incredibly so. So yeah, one of the things I've noticed through being able to work at home and spend a lot of time at home, first of all, I think I'm a fucking introvert. Like, that shit's wild. There'll be some people that are listening to this that are like, no, you're not. I'm sure that there are others that are like, yeah, I knew it. Like, I can tell because, like, the look in your eye, like, shut up. Like, maybe. But also, like, bitch, no. But yeah, I think I'm an introvert. Because I have, like, yeah, so the first 3 weeks I was so fucking quarantined. And I have housemates who still had to go about their regular lives. So my doctor was like, yeah, look, if they're still going out and coming back, you need to, like, stay basically in your room. Like, unless you need to use the bathroom, use the kitchen. Other than that, you were in your room. Because I had a chest infection, which I got, like, I want to say, got a chest infection just as, like, the first couple of cases were getting confirmed in Australia, so, like, terrible timing to have vulnerable lungs. But, you know, it me. So yeah, I've been fucking chilling with my own company for those 3 weeks pretty much entirely. Now, because I set up everything in my room, I still work most of my 9 to 5. It's not actually a 9 to 5. It's however long it takes to get the job done. But I work that in my room. So I've got this whole routine where I, like, set up a room divider behind me to separate off so my bed still feels like a cozy, comfy, separate area. And I just set that up and then take that down every time I start work. And that, like, for me is my, you know, my stand-in commute. It's like the opener and the closer to my day, which I vibe with. But, you know, I've been spending so much time, for the most part, completely by myself. Not even for the most part, like, completely by myself. And I'm, like, fine. Like, I'm probably not. Like, I think, I honestly think that there's something in my brain that completely suppresses, like, how I feel any kind of emotion. So I'm kind of scared about how I'm, like, actually feeling. But, like, on a conscious level, like, I'm fine. I haven't hit much melodrama. I haven't hit, like, you know, and these aren't things that I'm like, I wish I felt that. Like, no, like, I'm grateful that I haven't hit these things. But I haven't felt, like, super dramatic. I honestly thought that I would be, like, going through, like, guys that I saw in uni and stuff and, like, messaging them being like, you're going to be the one. Like, I honestly thought I was going to hit that point. Didn't. So, you know, that's a gold star for me, I guess. But, yeah, I never got bored. If anything, I just bought a few books and started reading through those, picked up some pretty unique hobbies, which I can go into in future episodes if you want to hear about them, if you're not fucking terrified. Not murdering, just to clarify. Some unique hobbies. Hope you're not scared. Like, that's probably not the best promo for what I've been getting up to. But, yeah, picked up some pretty unique hobbies. Anyway, hope you're not scared. No. But yeah, I've kind of just been, like, fine. Like, I haven't been going stir crazy. I miss hanging out with my friends, but I, like, at least I know I can recharge. My anxiety itself has kind of been low, which is weird. A whole journey I'm going on is that I think I might be ADHD, which is, like, and that, like, huh? Like, that's confusing as fuck. But yeah, that's a journey that I'm going on. So I'll keep you updated. Anyone that, again, has been listening to these podcasts is like, yeah, bitch, we've been new. Like, we understand. But I've been, like, able to just be at home and kind of get something from it. Like, it has made me feel really productive. And that's why I'm like, okay, I think I'm a fucking introvert. Because, you know, I've got friends and, like, that it's really, like, kind of slowly, like, taking them apart, all of this isolation and stuff. Like, it's just being real, like, it's really, really, really unhealthy for them. And I feel really bad, but I always thought that I was an extrovert, you know, just like a lot of these people. And I don't think I am, but I can be. Like, I think it's just that thing that's like extroverted, introvert, or whatever. Like, I get energy from being by myself, but bitch, I can turn the party. I can turn up. We can turn. And yeah, live that whole fantasy. But through all of this time, like, chilling, vibing at home, I've realized it's like the joke I made earlier. Like, I really don't know if I actually feel fine or if I just don't feel anything. It's like the absence of feeling. It's the absence of feeling my own stuff. Like, I feel like my empathy is like at volume 600 always. Like, I'm, and this is some real typical Aquarius shit. Like, I feel vibrations. But for me, I don't feel like it's like a fluffy thing. Like, I just very truly, it can be someone I've never met and I'll just kind of walk past them and I'll have the urge to be like, you're good. Like, it's just, to me, it doesn't feel like a floaty, vibey thing so much as it does just like logic. Like, maybe it's something in their facial expression. It's like a micro expression. It's like they've worn their shirt slightly differently than they would have used to. They're wearing, like, you know, it's a few days after they're usually talk about their favorite show. It's like, why haven't they? I don't know. It's just something that I've always kind of been able to pick up on is like other people's feelings and where other people are at. But I've realized through being at home that I am like, do I feel stuff? And then I was like, I honestly think, I mean, I kind of knew this already, but like I was looking at it unemotionally. I was like, I think I've just got hella blocks. Like, I just think there's just things or reasons that for whatever reason, I've just somewhere along the way gone, you know what, I'm not going to feel this. I'm just going to not. And so I stumbled across the idea of like shadow work, right? And I'm going to use shadow work as the term, although I know that there are like people that are like, that's terrible. You know, shadow work has a entirely different meaning, or it's like tied to different things or whatever. And then there are other people that are like, no, shadow work is, you know, the lightest way of saying it, because it's not saying that, you know, anything's bad. It's just saying that everyone has a shadow, and it's like this whole thing. But in essence, shadow work is where you kind of just pay attention to what it is that quote unquote triggers you. And I mean, like, triggers you to just be like, oh my fucking God, that's so dumb. Well, like, you know, behaviors that just make you like cringe, or like anything that kind of sets off like a really quick like impulse reaction, and then to figure out why. Because like the idea is that everyone has like a shadow self, which is the self that the rest of our brain like kind of tries to protect. And the only way to get over those things is to just face them head on. So it's almost like you are seeking out your fears so that you can face them so you can get over them. And I was like, that's kind of the tea. Like, you know, like, I, when else are you going to have the time to be able to like do that and actually figure out what it is that triggers you and why? So, and then, like, in doing that, yeah, you're meant to, like, overcome and just understand it. And, you know, there are different techniques of this, and depending on, like, which field you're in or, like, where you're coming from, you're going to talk about it differently. But this is definitely something that, you know, I've spoken to a therapist who said, like, oh, imagine you're in this situation, imagine you do this, and then tell me how you're feeling. Okay, now tell me why you're feeling that. So, like, it's a pretty common thing. It's the reason why people tell you to get back on the horse. It's so that your last memory isn't of you falling off the literal horse. So they tell you to get back on to, like, mentally override that. So it's, you know, shadow work, I suppose, just makes it sound a little bit fucking more fun. I don't know. But, yeah. So I have been on the last little while, like, on this active journey to just find shit that pisses me off. And I didn't realize I was going to be reciting this list today, but I think I'm going to recite this list, y'all. I think I'm going to let you know. And if you're a trained, you know, psychologist, hit me up. Don't hit me up. That's fucking wildly inappropriate. But, you know, diagnose me. Fucking absolutely do not. I mean, you can, just don't tell me you've diagnosed me. I don't know, live your life. But yeah, so I'm just gonna tell you the things that kind of, like, really, like, trigger me or make me be like, ugh. And actually, I'm not gonna use the word trigger, because, like, I understand that it can mean, like, trigger any kind of emotion for whatever reason, but it just has connotations that for me are not, like, what I'm trying to represent. So that's probably really important to say, is that when I have used that word so far, like in this episode, the emotions I'm talking about are not, like, they're not suicidal, they're not even depressive. It's the biggest feelings that I get random, like, surges of are, like, cringe, like, embarrassment, either secondhand or firsthand, like, to the point where, like, I can't even, like, function. Like, anyone that knows me from, like, work or knows what I do will probably understand this, but there's a video I was watching today, and at the end, it just kind of went a little bit rogue, and it was great, like, on paper, but I actually had to, like, I had to turn the screen away, because I was like, this is just, like, the secondhand embarrassment I felt was, like, so overwhelming that I was like, I actually need to physically, like, leave the space that I'm in. And it was not something that was deserving of that much, like, extraness, but that's just, like, my default. I'm like, this is making me feel too much, like, a way too high a surge of something. I need to repress it and get rid of it. So, yeah, like, embarrassment and cringe is a huge one. The other one, okay, this one's so bad. This is going to be, like, if you've ever wondered, which you haven't, but if you ever have wondered, like, ah, oh, I wonder why Jess is single, here's a huge reason. So I randomly, if I, like, I'm not even going to say now, because it's just not even relevant, like, right now, but historically, if I've ever been interested in a guy, and then he starts to show any indication of reciprocating that, it's like, at that very moment, I, without even being able to fight it, zoom in on one thing about him, or his, like, presence, or his personality, something completely irrational, and almost get, like, feel nauseous from it. So I almost get, like, the cringe factor, but it, like, explodes, and I'm just like, how dare you? Like, I'm talking, I think I've already mentioned this in, like, a previous podcast, but I'm talking, like, I can be like, oh my god, he's amazing, he's this, and then one day he'll be like, hey, let's go get dinner, and I'll be like, oh, okay, and then I go back to my house, whatever, and then I'm just sitting there thinking, and I'm like, oh, did you see the color of shirt he chose? What a fucking mess. And, like, I wish that was an exaggeration. I just need you to know that this is not, like, a conscious thought that I'm like, I feel this. It's like it takes over my entire being, and I'm like, I can't believe that someone has a shirt this color. It is outrageous, and it just fucks with my brain. But it's, like, such, like, a strong, like, visceral emotional reaction that's, like, everything is just, like, hell no. Now, obviously, this doesn't happen all the time, but it be happening, y'all. It really do be happening. And so I was like, okay, what, why not? So there's a huge thing between, like, cringiness and, like embarrassment, right? So let's just focus on like that as one of the shadows. So then I'm trying to think, like, have there been really insane things that have like embarrassed me in my childhood? And this is where it's fucking weird, because y'all, I don't remember fucking hardly anything from my childhood. I know it was like fine. Like, I know that I was fortunate enough to have like loving parents that weren't together, but like loving parents. And there were mishaps for sure, but like nothing that would trigger like embarrassment. Like, why is that? Like, where the fuck did that come from? And like, I was fortunate to, I don't think I ever really got like bullied, at least like not at high school and stuff. I can't really remember if I got bullied in primary school. I don't think so. I was an only child, so I didn't get like bullied from siblings. Like, I grew up as an only child, rather. So I didn't get bullied from like siblings. I don't fucking know. But anyway, this is the tea with shadow work, because you just pick things that really fucking like set you off, and then you go and find why. And then once you like find why, there's a whole lot of different techniques. There are some that are like super, super spiritual, and then there are some that are more just like a mindfulness technique. And I honestly don't really know which one I'm going to go with. Or maybe I'll just go talk to a professional and be like, hey sis, can I sit on this leather couch and like tell you about my brain real quick? Maybe I'll just pull the, you know, 1-2 millennial card. And just be like, I need to talk about my problems. But yeah, so that's a really fun journey. I want to say I would recommend, but I also know that like, obviously depending on what your shadows are, it can be a really traumatic experience. I'm kind of like, I'm a little bit concerned about that, because I'm like very like happy, jovial about it now. I'm like, yeah, this is fine. Like, I'm just going to go dig up my demons. Like, but because I just don't really remember much and like don't really feel much, I'm like, yo, maybe I've got like hella demons. Like, maybe like I'm repressing some shit. Maybe I'm JonBenet Ramsey. Honestly, I'd believe it. I don't know. I'm not JonBenet Ramsey, by the way. Don't at me. Just shout out to my FBI agent. Please leave me alone. I'm not JonBenet. But yeah, so I've been doing a little bit of shadow work. That one's really interesting. I'll keep you updated on that if you want. Let me know what your shadow work is. But I've like spoken to like friends, or not really, like I've spoken to one of my friends, and then I've done like a lot of Google research and stuff on YouTube. And like, one of my friends had something incredibly traumatic that she very much remembers happen to her when she was maybe like 12. And she did some shadow work, but because hers was kind of a lot more obvious what the trigger was, she was able to kind of address it. But she said it was insane. Like insanely powerful. Like, she didn't really even understand the effects that this event was having on her. And then she was just trying to figure out like, why do I react like this to this and blah, blah. And then sat down and then did this exercise where she basically like meditated, was like super mindful about waking up and like jumping into her body as like a child or like a young person, and then walking through the whole event. And she said it was like devastating. I don't know why I laughed. I said devastating. I'm like, lol, no. But it was like, it's just because I'm like, yeah, she had such a great experience. Like, she's so devastated. But it was devastating while it was happening. But then she said afterwards, she was like, holy shit. Like, she just felt like this weight. Like, she understood where all of that was coming from. And so she could let it go. She got back on the horse. Wow, what an inspiration. Truly, though. So, yeah, that's the whole thing. So yeah, what's your trauma? Oh damn. But no, okay, let me get like really real for a second. Just address it. And like, this is not coming from someone who's hella enlightened and like sees light and everything's like rainbows and like shit like that. Like, this is not me coming to you from some like point of ultimate privilege. Privilege is another thing I'm about to unpack, and I know some of y'all are not going to be happy. But it is coming from like an element of privilege because I've had the luxury to be able to figure out some of this shit and the luxury to be able to identify that some of these things are not serving me in, you know, a safe environment. If you are someone who, you know, has to choose between staying so alert that you can actually make it through every night, maybe you're in a domestically abusive relationship, maybe you live in an area that's incredibly dangerous, maybe you have a life-threatening illness, whatever it is, I understand if you're not sitting there taking the time to Google, like, why do I sometimes want to cry but I don't cry? So I understand. But I'm not coming to you from the perspective of like having solved everything and then kind of forgotten like what it's like. Like I am someone who is probably got, again, I got hella sneaky little demons like hiding deep down somewhere in my childhood, I'm sure. And I know that it's not going to be fucking easy to do it. But I also am like, all I'm looking at is that like end goal, quote unquote, because it's not, it's just like another, you know, checkpoint in life. But I'm like, yeah, I'd rather address some shit now than like have it all bubble up, because one day I'm like looking at a cup of coffee and it reminds me of like, I don't know, my great aunt or something. Like the privilege I have had is the ability to sit and be like, you know what, look, if I've got really tough shit, I may as well just fucking get through it now as much as possible and try to bring it to the surface so I can just fucking deal with it, because, you know, I'm working from home, I'm living at home, I get to spend as much time as I need at home, may as well just fucking do some productive things. So that is my encouragement, I think. Again, do it safely. Do it with your own care and stuff in mind. But in general, I think it is really good to have like a very, be able to look at yourself a little bit objectively. I understand that like feeling things is like the magic of Earth and like whatever, I don't know, whatever Disney plot you subscribe to. But it is also good to be able to step outside of just yourself and kind of look at things with empathy in a few different perspectives. You know, just because, okay, here's another thing. This is a bit of a tirade. Now, I know I said I was going to go on about privilege. What should I say about privilege? It fucking exists. One of the strangest things I've ever heard is like, white privilege doesn't exist. Like, I'm white and I'm poor. And it's like, yeah. You have advantages that, like, it's not, no one's blaming you just for having privilege. Like, we understand that people have privileges and disadvantages more often than not entirely without their choice in the matter. But it is a thing that exists. I understand that I have privilege not just in, like, skin color. I know that obviously white privilege is those are the two words that are strung together most frequently. And I'm not downplaying that, because that is one of the most prevalent conversation points, I suppose, to have is what is white privilege, just so you can understand it. And so that you can use it to benefit others as well. Like, having a point of privilege doesn't necessarily mean that you're a fuckwit. Like, you could be the biggest ally in the world, and that is because you have an amount of privilege that you can, quote unquote, weaponize for good, which I'm pretty sure isn't a quote that I'd want to live by or put on a t-shirt, but you know what I mean. But like, again, the privilege of being able to work from home. Like, I did not select my job because I knew that it was one that could translate to working from home. That was not part of the reason why I selected this job. And yet, I'm in the fortunate position where it is a job which can be done from home. And I'm with a company that is able to make that decision. Like, that in itself is a level of privilege. But that maybe is a yarn for a different day, or is it a yarn for today? No, it's a yarn for a different day. Mainly because if y'all could see the, like, awkward position I'm trying to record this podcast in, I'm like, no, don't be adding more fucking topics to what is already a packed schedule. But here's something I want to float by you. So this is what I was going to bring up before the whole privileged tirade. So what do y'all think about the fact that everyone thinks that they are doing the right thing? So I totally, like, believe, understand that belief is not saying that it's fact, but I believe that everyone thinks they are doing the right thing. Now, who the right thing is for, the right thing for what time frame, the right person, or the right thing given what circumstances, all of that's up for debate. But I ultimately believe that people think that they're always doing the right thing. So I'm trying to think of some really extreme examples. Like, okay, let's just look at classic movie villains, right? We've got Thanos. Now I am going to fuck up something because I watch blockbuster movies, but I don't fucking know anything about them. I'm a poser, y'all. I went to opening night of my brain just completely blanked out because I can't fucking remember the name of the last Marvel movie. Jess forgetting major things that she's talking about for 10 minutes straight. Let me just do it quick. Infinity. What? 2018? You are high. No way. Get. Okay, so I'm like, it's Infinity Game, right? But no, it's Infinity War Endgame. Wow, I'm cancelled from the fucking action sci-fi community. I'll tell you that for free. So anyway, pray for me. So after me looking for the name of major movies, I just said that I've gone to watch for 5 minutes straight. Like, I went to opening night of Endgame. You know, I got Disney Plus just like the rest of us to get on board with things like this, but I'm gonna mess up some of the lore, okay? L-O-R-E. And when that happens, I just need you to fucking deal with it. Or not. Just do what you gotta do, okay? Just freak out or be fine. It's up to you. But Thanos, you know, he was very like, I'm gonna kill half of humanity. And I'm just going to kill people to get these stones. And like, for me, the priority is getting the stones. And so the way that obviously all the movies are kind of put, and if this is a spoiler, then also like, just don't, like, just be better. Like, if you're upset that I've spoiled basically the biggest movie of all time a year after it came out, maybe just like watch it, you know, like just watch the movie. So yeah, he wants to do that, and then his whole reason, like, he did this whole speech about because the world's overpopulated, we're depleting resources, it's like this whole thing, and that's when you kind of start to go, okay, so he felt like he was doing some kind of right, and then you're like, oh, but he killed people on the way, that's wrong, and it's like, correct, and he killed people on the way to get what he wanted, which he thought was the correct thing. See what I'm saying? So it's very much objective as to, like, if I think it's right, even if it's societally completely wrong, that's my driver, is because I think it's right. Now let's go to like really, like even more horrible, slightly more real world things. People who feel like they were pushed or like compelled to commit crime or whatever, or like people who, let's just say, blame crime or like murder or like attacks on, a voice inside their head telling them to do it, or just like an urge to do it, then obviously everyone knows it's completely wrong. However, doing that action they thought was going to temporarily like satiate a need or an impulse, and so they're like, okay, this is the answer to doing it. And so that's weird, because you would think that the way to like convince people of things and motivate people to do things would be to just replace what they want, or like to find out what is important to them and try and replicate that feeling. But, and this is just me like on a very general tangent, I feel like often people forget that, like, having had worked in a sales environment, right, it was so common to hear salespeople like, oh, they didn't want this, or they thought it was too expensive, or they, you know, didn't like the fact that we did all of our paperwork signing in an office or like whatever. And so they'd be like, oh, that's so annoying. And whereas like my first thought was always, okay, so why don't you just help them to like feel like the option you're giving is the right one, you know, like if someone's priority is like, okay, let's just say someone's priority is like saving time. So they don't want to drive down to your office, fill out paperwork, because they feel like they could get it done faster through email, right? Let's just say that that's the example. Their priority is like saving time, or like feeling like they're making the best use of their time. So instead of being like, well, this is just the way it is, you just have to drive and waste your time, why don't you point out the fact that spending a little bit of time now may actually save them a lot of time down the road? Because if they do a purchase over email and they might have missed details, they might not have had the chance to like question things over with you. So they might end up buying a product that's like not 100% for them. And then instead of wasting, you know, a 10-minute drive, they've now wasted, I don't know, 3 months with this product that doesn't work for them, right? So, like, you identify the fact that they want something that's going to save them time, and then you highlight the fact that maybe that's something you can help with your solution. Obviously with ethics, obviously within reason, because that's not going to fucking happen all the time, because newsflash, we don't all have what everyone wants. But like, it's always baffled me that people are like, oh, this person's dumb because they want this, or like, this person's wrong. It's like, no, you've got to like, I don't know, I feel like you've got to at least understand what it's like. Even if you don't walk in someone else's shoes, you've got to understand like at least like what size are their shoes. Like, if everyone's acting because they want what they feel is the right outcome, then instead of just saying, oh, they're wrong, why don't you understand at the very least like what it is they think is right, you know? Anyway, that's a very random sidebar, but like, I just feel that spiritually and socially. Anywho, we have put together a nice little episode, so I might just leave it there. I'm gonna update my Instagram, so it doesn't say weekly anymore, because these might be weekly, they might be bi-weekly, they might be tri-weekly, they might be, you know, who knows? But I'm feeling good, and I'm feeling like I want to put some stuff out, and I suppose if I get feedback and questions, you know, suggestions on putting stuff out, then that's always going to remind me to do so. So, yeah. Anyway, I very much enjoyed having you in my little home. Just a reminder, you can send through voice messages through the Anchor app as well if you want to be included in my podcast. But until then, live your best life, stay cool, and bye. Ah, wait. No, I'm Jess. This is the 3M Podcast. Follow at the 3M Podcast on Instagram. Bye.